This is the Technical Difficulties. We're playing Citation Needed. Join me today. He reads books. You know, it's Chris Joel.
Hello.
Everybody's favourite Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan.
If women like men like those, then why don't women like me?
Singing.
And the bounciest man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Howdy, YouTube.
Nice. In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding, and a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
And today we are talking about John Stonehouse.
Did he live in a greenhouse?
Completely against type. Now's when you ding, Tom.
No.
I can't give you that.
No.
In any way?
No.
Was he a bricklayer?
Stonehouse. No. No, he wasn't. He did go to work in a house, and there's a capital H in that. A house of something.
Card.
Fun.
Ill repute.
You're pretty close to the House of Cards.
Parliament.
Yes, have a point.
Oh.
Yay.
Born in Southampton, educated down at the London School of Economics.
So was he not a politiciser?
And then he went into politics. As the Labour Cooperative Member of Parliament.
So he owned some small supermarkets?
Sort of.
Did you hear that? Clunk, 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 clunk. Archivist gear engaged. Everybody else, shut up. I know the answer.
I don't, but you do still have cooperative Labour MPs.
In what sense? They don't sit at the back going, no. Bollocks. We're not doing it.
Pretty much.
He worked very closely to the Foreign Office. There was the Foreign Office, the Home Office, the India Office, and then another one.
Commonwealth.
Oh, no.
No, it's pre-Commonwealth. Empire.
Halfway between the two.
Compire.
Places we stole office.
Yeah, it's a colonial office. So, yes, I will give you the point for that. That's absolutely right. Yes, he became Minister for State for Technology and then took a role.
Or was it going around people's houses trying to sell cable?
You ever have that?
Not from the colonies office, no!
No, he moved on from there. This was...
It's a technology, I don't mind. I know nothing about politics or other countries.
I've just realised...
I've got to go somewhere.
Would you like some colonial cable?
Well, I've just realised we've not actually touched on telegraphs yet, and we have to do that at least once, twice a season. Oh, f***.
Yes, he became Minister for State for Technology, but that meant he then transitioned into what? And this was in charge of telecommunications as well as telegraphy, everything like that.
Post Office.
Postmaster General.
You're both getting the point. He was the Postmaster General of the United Kingdom.
Hell of a title, that.
Mm. Yes. He was also the last Postmaster General of the United Kingdom.
Oh, God, what did he do?
Nothing, they've just all been really specific since.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt.
Anything that has general on the end sounds great anyway.
He oversaw the jamming of something.
A marmalade factory.
There's this sort of jam war going on where they just can't...
Holding toast at the other end.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Wallace and Gromit, isn't it, actually?
We must stop this terrible conflict to preserve life.
Oh! Hey! Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
Even the audience was half-hearted on that one.
Wouldn't want people to end up marmalised.
1970, he oversaw the jamming of something.
70?
1970.
Is it pirate?
Pirate radio? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you the point there. Specifically what? Where's it coming from?
Luxembourg.
North Sea.
No, you're thinking Radio Luxembourg, but no, you're absolutely right. It's off in the North Sea.
Yeah.
This was one of the Radio Carolines.
Oh,
was it?
Oh,
right.
See, I didn't say that because I thought it was a leading question.
Yeah, but this isn't QI. You're allowed to go for that answer here.
Oh, we're good.
So he jammed Radio Caroline, partly, and part of the response to that was that Radio Caroline did what?
Jammed them right back.
No, that actually would be not illegal, but it certainly would be, I think, declaration of war if you do that to a country.
And when it comes to boats, we've probably got the bigger shooty ones in
Caroline. Yeah, we might have slightly more.
Yeah.
Because Caroline was on and off for a bit.
Yeah.
So was it off for a bit?
It was. They tried to overcome the jamming, obviously. What were they sending back over the airwaves?
Swear words.
Yeah.
Filthy streams of invective.
They could have done, they were offshore. Don't forget, Radio Caroline wasn't illegal. Yeah. They just made it so that any British person associating with it was breaking the law.
Vote for the other ones.
Yes, absolutely right. They went political and they started broadcasting pro-conservative propaganda back at them.
Sorry, pirate radio station broadcasting pro-conservative messages. Let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah.
Vote Tory.
Yeah, you wouldn't get that these days, would you? Blimey.
No, there's no pirate radio stations.
Oh, there are. I was going to say, you have to deal with those, Matt.
Yeah. No, they interfere over the broadcast that we are trying to make it work, and then we report them to Ofcom, and then they find them and say, no, you're being naughty, please don't do that.
See, when you said deal with them, that suggested you somehow went round at night
with a baseball bat.
Matt Gray does have a black ski mask and an awful lot of black turtlenecks.
Van just comes out of the Ofcom offices with you guys in.
John Stonehouse, still in charge of post and telecommunications in the 1970s, introduced what?
It's not stamps or anything, because they're
it is.
There.
Is it stamps?
Second class. Is it second class stamps?
Yeah, absolutely right. First and second class stamps. These all seem fairly normal. In 1970, he was sort of setting up various companies, having things on the sides. By 1974, most of these were in financial trouble. What did he decide to do?
Print himself a whole book of stamps as legal tender and pay off his debts with a massive box full of stamps.
That would have been a better plan than the one he actually had.
Issue a single £150,000 stamp on the quiet to a collector.
Also a better plan than what he did.
Jesus Christ, rob a bank with stamps.
Did he invent selfie stamps where you could send in a selfie and you'd have your own stamp?
He didn't set up his own pirate radio station, did he?
No, bear in mind,
pro-Tory propaganda.
He's in deep financial trouble here. He's doing creative accounting, so he's going to be going to jail.
Did he disappear?
A little bit more than that.
Did he fake his death?
Yes, he did.
Is he one of these clothes on the beach guys and disappeared?
Spot on.
Right.
Exactly right. He faked his death November 1974, leaving a pile of clothes on a Miami beach.
Whose clothes?
His clothes. Where was he actually going?
Cuba!
Australia.
That's a long swim.
Yeah.
You're one better than me. I was going to say a long walk, which would have been quite stupid.
Swimming it naked, he's going to get cold.
He is. Maybe he's slathered himself in goose fat beforehand.
And hell, he's going the wrong way around. He should have gone from LA.
Yeah, man's a fool. Because goose fat is what you use. I'm right on it. That's what you use for cross-channel swimming.
When you're swimming from Miami to Australia, that's what you use.
Goose fat, yeah.
Most people use their arms and legs. Gary, goose fat.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Just bobs around.
Just, Gary, there's a breaker. It's fine, the goose fat'll save me.
Ejecting it from behind like propulsive goose fat.
Hey, a goose gives out a lot of fat, you know.
He's just leaving this greasy trail on the ocean as he goes. Gary Brannan's greasy ocean trail.
Hell of a series. I once did a goose at Christmas and it put a single goose. Now, fairness, I got it from a budget supermarket. So it may not have been the very best of geese, let's
budget
be honest.
Supermarkets sell geese?
For a tenner?
Yeah, they just get them from the local pond and, you know.
Ask no questions, tell no lies. That's what I looked at it. But I did it and it pumped out half a litre of fat.
It didn't even drip out. It literally just leaked.
You know those things where you get oil wells and there's a gusher? Just, goose fat, we're rich.
Take me to the channel. This is my only chance.
What? Gold, he cried.
Did it deep fry itself? Half a litre?
You put it on an angle to let it all drain out and it just kept coming and coming and coming. It was a whole big mincemeat jar that big. It was half, nearly full of goose fat. No man in the world can eat that much roast potatoes is what I found.
Sorry, can I just point out, mincemeat jar full of goose fat? That's quite another thing to say.
Rather, isn't it? Right.
So yes, Stonehouse, meanwhile. Stonehouse was... I'm just trying to pull this back. Just trying.
He was in my fridge for months.
Closer to tears than laughter, Gary.
Because just after we'd had this massive Christmas dinner where I'd done the goose, I got all this goose fat, you know, the holy grail of Yorkshire puddings and roast potatoes. Went on a fucking diet and I never touched the stuff.
And in this jar was...
John Stonehouse.
He's seamless.
John Stonehouse was en route to Australia setting up a new life with his mistress and secretary.
Are they two separate people? Was he just being a real arse and taking his mistress and his secretary?
Well, who was his new identity? Whose identity had he taken on?
Did he nick a dead person's?
Yes, he did. Deceased husband of a constituent. So he deposited cash at one bank, picked up at another, and the teller was suspicious and reported him to local police. The police, when they interviewed him, asked him to drop his trousers. Why?
No.
Was the person he was pretending to be a eunuch?
No, well, just his trousers. Just
they're looking for an identifying mark, are they not? So tattoo, yes, or birthmark?
Neither. This is 1974.
Lord Lucan?
Yes. They suspected that he was Lord Lucan, who had very famously disappeared. There's a whole separate story there. Someone suspiciously turning up with an English accent in Australia, depositing large sums of money.
Who's obviously on the run.
Lord Lucan had a large scar down his leg. So the police were going, well, drop your trousers. We want to see if you're Lord Lucan.
Did he debag himself in aid of the police? Because if he did, and he dropped his trousers, and there's no scar, he should surely be let go.
Yeah. And then they're not going to be suspicious of him ever again.
Yes, he was still arrested. They just knew he wasn't Lord Lucan.
Oh.
We know you're somebody, but we don't know who. Standard procedure, drop the trousers.
That was essentially... Yeah. In that
what
bit
are
of 1974...
I don't know,
yeah.
It's never failed. Every arse tells a story.
All right, we're going to need to get your arse print here. Please, please just sit in this ink for a little while, yeah, and then on this paper.
Just reverse onto this paper. It's thumbprint. Thumbprint.
He's arrested. 6 months later, he's deported to the UK. He's remanded in Brixton Prison. What has he not done at any point during this?
Pulled his trousers up.
Walk really waddly all the way.
Yeah. They change haven't said I could, he said.
Change his name back?
Bear in mind his job.
As Postmaster General, ex.
Sorry, what was that?
Postmaster General, ex-Postmaster General?
Was he still the same job? Had he not been sacked?
Yes.
Oh.
He did not resign as an MP.
Oh, boy.
So did he come back to massive fines for not having done his job properly?
No,
you don't get fined for not doing your job. Oh.
Satire. He just kept being an MP and getting his salary.
Were they still paying him for the entire time he buggered off?
Well, at this point, he had to have his trousers down because of the sheer size of his balls.
He was put on trial on 21 charges of fraud, theft, forgery, conspiracy to defraud, causing a false police investigation and wasting police time.
He sounds right for an MP.
Trial was 68 days long. He conducted his own defence.
That's brave.
Yeah, it didn't work all that well.
Did he just drop his trousers? When he
and say repeatedly, not Lord Lucan, because it worked the first time.
After his release, he worked as a fundraiser, joined what became the Liberal Democrats, wrote some novels, started a small business and that sold hotel safes. I'm speeding through all this.
Hotel safes?
Yeah. Because he's used to embezzling money. In
they had a funnel that went directly to his bank account.
Put money in my safe. No, f*** you.
Invest in my company.
Put money in your safe.
He hasn't got a back on it.
More than 20 years after his death, something was revealed about him.
He was Lord Lucan? He just had a lot of bio oil.
I thought he was going for the button to say yes.
No. Way, way back in his political career, he'd negotiated an agreement of technological cooperation between Britain and Czechoslovakia.
Is he a spy?
Oh, he's spotting facts.
So the minute you say information sharing and Czechoslovakia, which is in the former Soviet bloc, he's not going to have just been, you know, going and eating their fine pastries, is he?
Yes, it turned out that he'd been agent for the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic military intelligence.
He's Postmaster General.
Yes.
That's why it takes so long for your post to arrive.
And I'm going
to
give you a point for twigging that before I made the connection.
It goes via Czechoslovakia.
He was minister in charge of post and technology.
And that includes things like the post office tower and things like that that are transmitting signals around the world.
Yes.
This is pretty bad shit, isn't it? Let's face it. This is bad news bad. And somehow the embezzling and taking someone else's identity is yet not the worst thing about this man.
No.
Because he's used to it.
Yeah, that's true, that.
At the point where the government found out about this, Margaret Thatcher was in power. What did she decide to do?
Nothing.
Privatise him.
Yes. He will know he will with more efficiency as a privately owned scumbag.
British politics jokes there.
Well, either nothing or something is what I'm going for there.
Chris, choose one of those options.
I'm going with something.
You're wrong, it's nothing. it was easier to cover it up and never let the public know that there'd been a Czech spy in government.
Because they'd obviously done no checks on him.
Oh!
Yes.
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the show. Congratulations, Matt, you win this one.
How?
Genuinely, you got a lot of dings in there. You win breakfast food prepared by the star of Sherlock. It's Eggs Benedict Cumberbatch. Do enjoy that. With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel.
It's over!
To Gary Brannan. To Matt Gray.
Bye-bye, YouTube.
I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time.